It's WNYC's Financial 411, our take on the economic news of the day. It looks like the Federal Reserve is not done with efforts to get the economy back on track. Speaking in New York today, an influential member of the central bank's policymaking group said more action by the Fed is likely. That's the word from William Dudley, president of the New York Fed. He said the pace of growth has been disappointing, and if the economy doesn't improve, he's worried about deflation. The Fed wants Americans to spend more money, so it's considering buying more government debt to force down rates on mortgages and other loans. Federal regulators said today that a trading firm's use of a computer-generated sell order triggered the May 6th stock market dive, which sent the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunging nearly 1,000 points in less than half an hour. A report by the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission has determined that the so-called flash crash happened when a trading firm executed a computerized selling program during an already stressed market. The report does not name the firm, but only one trade that day fit the description in the report. The Kansas-based firm Waddell & Reed has acknowledged making such a trade that day. Stocks started October with moderate gains after some encouraging signs on manufacturing. Shares of companies including Boeing and GE rose today after the Institute for Supply Management said its manufacturing index showed that factory activity was still expanding in September. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 42 points, or 0.4%, to close at 10,830. The S&P 500 index also rose 0.4% to 1,146, and the NASDAQ was up 0.1% to 2,371. It's Friday, the day we usually review the business and economic news of the week. We're going to do something a little different today. Our regular guest, Greg David, is the organizer of a conference of business journalists today at the CUNY Journalism School in Midtown Manhattan, where he's the chair of the Business Reporting Program. Greg, welcome.
Thank you.
So I have to ask you, you've got a room full of economics journalists there. How are they feeling about the economy these days? What's the buzz there?
Well, the buzz was really bad last night when we started. Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz told us how disastrous the economy is and that nothing's going to change. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being completely pessimistic and 10 being optimistic, he was a 0. And it was very unsettling. The mood today was a little different. And frankly, but we began with the story you began this broadcast with, because that speech by Bill Dudley was here at the conference. And it's clear that Dudley is making a clear case that the Fed has to act when it meets in November. He's a permanent member of the Federal Open Markets Committee. And this speech, which was very carefully orchestrated by the Fed to get the widest publicity, is his effort to put pressure on the other people on the Open Market Committee to act decisively in November to boost the economy.
Now, his warning was about deflation. What does that mean for the average homeowner or consumer?
Well, deflation means that prices are declining. And when they decline, there's no reason to buy. You don't buy a house today if we're in deflation, because it's going to cost less in a year. And basically, that's the story of the Japanese economy in the 10-year period beginning in the late 90s. And the great fear, of course, is that could happen in the United States.
Now, well, Dudley's predecessor was Tim Geithner, who found himself at the center of efforts to rescue the economy during the meltdown 2 years ago and went on to be Treasury Secretary. What kind of challenges is Dudley facing now?
Well, you know, they're very different because he's basically trying to influence what's happening in the economy. Actually, you know, I do think that's very interesting because, you know, Geithner's going to occupy a major role in the history books for the period when he was New York Fed chairman, much less when he's Treasury Secretary. But so far, Dudley hasn't faced any of those issues. He's not involved in saving AIG or stemming a financial crisis. He's basically involved in a key issue, which is what to do about the economy.
Now, let's talk about another thing that we mentioned a little earlier. The report from the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission about the cause of that so-called flash crash. Now, I know you've been in this conference all day, so maybe you haven't read the report, but what's your reaction to the headlines that we're now reading, which basically say that this mutual fund in Kansas caused the convulsion through a computer program that experienced serious glitches in the sale of $4.1 billion in futures contracts? What's your reaction?
Well, the answer to that is that they said two things. They said this trade caused the crash, but it went into a stressed market. And what's really important here is that there are supposed to be protections from this happening. And what we've done, and we did discuss this at the conference because there was a senior executive of the New York Stock Exchange there, exchanges, the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ, have systems in place so this will not happen. But the SEC and public policy said we need more competition. So we allowed something called electronic exchanges to begin. Now we have something something called alternative markets. You might have heard them referred to as black pools. The black pools do not have the same protections. The answer to this is that, yes, it was one trade. Yes, it was a mistake. But this is not supposed to happen. And everyone agreed today at the conference that that flash crash is one of the reasons that Americans are pulling money out of stocks. And because they're pulling money out of stocks, that's another reason the economy can't get going.
Greg David of the CUNY Business Reporting Program. Good luck with the rest of the conference. Have a great weekend. Thanks so much for joining us.
And thank you, Brian.
And you've been listening to WNYC's Financial 411. You can also hear this program as a podcast. Just go to our website, WNYC.org. This is WNYC FM and AM New York and WNYC.org.